65 needy but capable Ghanaian Muslim students in tertiary institutions are to benefit from Islamic Development Bank scholarships for the 2014-2015 academic year. The total number of beneficiaries being supported by direct Islamic Development Bank sponsorship from DEDA is 39, worth not less than $1,700. The number being supported for the local scholarship is 26, also worth 52,000 Ghana cedis. Each beneficiary of the local scholarship will receive 2,000 cedis, which is more than the annual fees per year for non-fee-paying medical students of the KNUSD. This was disclosed by the chairman of the IDB Education Trust in Ghana, Alhaji Rahim Bada Musi, at the swearing of oath of compliance ceremony by beneficiaries of the scholarship in Accra. We'll bring you more.
According to Alhaji Bada Musi, the number of the beneficiaries supported with local scholarship last year was 25, and the amount disbursed was 37,500 Ghana cedis, while $61,200 was the amount disbursed directly from Jeddah. He said there's a lot of money to support Muslim students in Ghana, and efforts must be made to sustain it. Alhaji Bada Musi said much has been done to convince the benefactors that Ghanaian Muslims appreciate their generosity and are grateful for it. The chairman announced that the 22 IDB graduates have so far made payments of 30% or more of their loans, with 8 completing payments, but added that it could still be better. He said some IDB graduates are refusing to pay back after being gainfully employed for more than 25 years, behaving as if to wish that the program would end in Ghana. In his remarks, the vice chairman of the IDB Education Trust Fund, Hudu Mokhtari, reminded the IDB graduates of their obligation to pay back unconditionally the total amount spent on them under the scholarship when they have successfully completed their studies and are gainfully employed. He stressed that the scholarship is supposed to be a grant to the Muslim community, but an interest-free loan to capable but needy Muslim students to be paid back into a trust and recycled for more scholarships to every needy Muslim youth. The chairman of the occasion, Colonel Amadou Idisa, one-time minister of state in the Achampong regime, welcomed the idea of such a scholarship for needy Muslim students, adding that but for a similar scholarship some of them enjoyed long ago, they could not have attained the height they reached. He therefore urged the beneficiaries to begin to honor the obligations to the letter, since they would be doing a disservice to their claim of being good Muslims, and it is honor to themselves and all those who stood as guarantors for them to access the scholarship.
That was a news desk report.